And welcome, everybody. This is Jack Berugin. You're listening to Cloud Sense. And I'm not going to waste any time. I'm going to get right into it, folks. I got really excited this last week when there was an article that came out in the Wall Street Journal that was actually sent to me by our wonderful CTO over at UCX, Doug Gisby. He's a great guy, an amazing CTO. But anyway, this is an article that hit the nail on the head. Basically, it is an article that was written by Angus Lowton. It was actually published on the 25th of July. And the name of the article, folks, now listen to this, is Rush to the Cloud Creates Risk of Overspending. I want you to think about that for a second. And he threw some numbers out that I thought were so fascinating. In fact, I want to make sure that we link this article into this podcast, only because I think it's that critical that you read what the man wrote here, okay? Because it is so fascinating. You know, here's a couple of things that Densify, all right, which is a cloud optimization firm, has actually put out. This is a number that they've put out. They say, all right, now this is great, overspending on cloud services by an average of 42%, all right, by companies across all industries. I want you to think about that for a second. 42%. That means that is waste, folks, all right? That is costing and translating into hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars in IT budgets that are being wasted on a yearly basis. You know, they also quote somebody in this article who I'm going to get on the show. It's a guy named Brent Eubanks. He's a wonderful gentleman. I've met him a couple of times at a couple of conferences, and he's the vice president of technology of optimization at Ticketmaster. And, you know, basically, he's got a great quote in this article. What he says is, you know, sometimes, you know, if you don't know what you're doing, overspending on the services could be like buying a big rig to deliver an envelope. All right. I like to use the term, shooting a mosquito with a bazooka. Sometimes it just does not make sense. And that's exactly what's happening with all of these enterprises that are rushing to the cloud because they have to. Yes, folks, they have to. You and I know that. Those of you that are smart enough to be listening to this podcast, understand that being in the cloud right now, especially in the public cloud, all right, whether it be with critical or non-critical assets, it's no longer a luxury item. It's part of your business plan. We're going to take a couple of minutes, and when we come back, I want to talk about a couple of other numbers that he threw out here, because I think it is absolutely fascinating. The rush to cloud creates risk of overspending. This is Jack Berugin. We're going to come right back.
Are you in the market for cloud but wondering where to start or how to get the best value? Looking for help figuring out what you need without telling the same story to 10 different people? UCX is the cloud pricing and procurement marketplace. We quickly and easily help you identify exactly what you need, whether it's custom private cloud, bare metal, or VMs. We put your spec on our platform, where CSPs openly compete to deliver the best price, fit, and term. Save time, money, and find your cloud your way. UCX, cloud buying made easy.
And welcome back, everybody. We're talking about cloud optimization, or better yet, we're talking about the waste right now in cloud spending, all right? The rush to create cloud, all right, for your enterprise, in many cases, takes your IT budget and it makes it explode, and people just don't understand. Hey, I'm going to give you a number here that is in the article that I think is absolutely fascinating, all right? And this is, again, this is according to Gartner. These are not my numbers. I don't pull these numbers out of thin air, folks, just so you know, all right? I'm actually, doing a little research. I'm trying to figure it out myself, too. But listen to this, all right? The global market for cloud services grew 19%, all right, to $260 billion last year and is on pace to reach $411 billion by 2020. I want you to think about that. That is a huge market. That is a tremendous market. You know, and the biggest part about that is the fact that you've got these corporations that are reporting earnings that are staggering. I mean, think about it. All right? That is absolutely, if you have paid attention to the earnings reports that have come out, whether it's AWS, look at Microsoft. Look what is happening. Well, look what Sasha has done with Microsoft, folks. For those of you that thought, you know, that Microsoft was dead, well, guess what? You know what? Their death was way over exaggerated. Or, you know, can I tell you, it was something that happened that just saved that company. All right, you know, it went from being a PC operating company into a cloud services company, you know. So, but here's what happens, you know, and you gotta understand this. You know, people walk in and they go to the cloud, and then, you know, they figure it's gonna save them money, and then all of a sudden they realize that they're not saving any money. In fact, it goes up on a monthly basis. They can't figure it out. And you know what happens is the fact that you've got these cloud service providers that are making it very difficult and complex, sticky. All right, think of Amazon with their reserve instances and all the rest of it. Well, here, folks, the bottom line is this. All right, you know, there are ways out there to get pure cloud optimization the way you want. In fact, that's what's happening right now. Whether it's with AI, whether you go to UCX and you see the site. In fact, you know, you just heard the commercial. The reality is that's there for you to use. All right? You know, it's funny. I used to just go to one airline all the time. Never cared about bothering with other airlines until I found out that I could actually compare prices and figure out how to be able to save some money, and which I did. All right. All of a sudden, I went from paying two or three times what I was paying down to a fraction in some cases. And you know, when you have kids, that actually it makes a big difference. Well, you think about it in the terms of a company budget. All right. If you're providing for the cloud services for the company, for your enterprise, you have got to start thinking about optimizing your needs. You've got to start doing it properly instead of overspending. 42% of you that are out there that are responsible for your cloud services for your company are overspending. All right, think about that. I want you to think about that as that budget grows, and especially the next time you're asked by the CFO or the CEO, why is it that we went to the cloud and it's now costing us more money? A question that needs to be answered and fixed. This is Jack Baruj, and you've been listening to Cloud Sense. I'll be talking to you soon.